I am the salvation of the people, saith the Lord. In whatever tribulation they shall cry to me, I will hear them, and I will be their Lord forever. How beautiful these words remind us of the fact that no matter what the tribulation may be, and there's always tribulations, we can turn to Him, and He will hear us, and He will answer us, and He will respond, usually in a favorable way, because hopefully we'll never go to Him with any requests that are not noble and worthy. So it's very important. But be that said, today we have a very interesting gospel, which has to do with this celebration of the Mass. As I have told you before, the wedding feast of the Lamb, which is in heaven, also is here today in our eyes, in our midst, for the holy sacrifice of the Mass is the wedding feast of the Lamb. And so we are invited. And our Lord invites everyone in the whole world, but very few bother to come. Many of them just go this way and that way and whatever. Some of them pretend to go to a better place, but actually they go to a worse place. And of course, we, you and I, want everyone to be saved, but not all will be saved. And so we invite to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And then He prepares everything. He kills the fatted calf and all the other animals that are going to be served at the magnificent banquet. And of course, in this banquet, the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, and the Son of the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary, is the one who is slaughtered, as we see represented in the magnificent crucifix that we have on our sanctuary, which is most likely from Spain, about 60, 70 years ago. What a magnificent gift it is to our parish that we can come and look at Him. We know that He is in the tabernacle beneath, but we see Him physically, in a sense, in the crucifix, which reminds us of what this is all about. Our life as Catholics is that of those who follow Christ to Calvary, to the crucifixion, to suffering, but it is also the preparation for the wedding feast of the Lamb. And so our Lord invites us, and hopefully we are here because we have answered His call, His invitation. But there are many who are not, and we need to pray for them. But they come, and the King, who is God, comes to see who has responded to His request, to His invitation. And as I said, if we were to look at the world, even in this parish, there are many who have not responded. Every excuse in the world is used to not be at the most important event that could possibly happen in our lives, not only in this week, but ever. Because today may be our last day. Today He may call us to Himself, hopefully to purgatory in heaven. But for some, it will be to the everlasting, unending fires of hell, which we will have chosen for ourselves. So He comes and looks, and everybody is prepared. But there's one man. St. Matthew tells us in this gospel, and He looks at this man. His man is not prepared. Of course, here we're speaking about the physical preparation, the dress of the man who is invited. And of course, we remind everyone that it's very, very important to come into the temple of God, to come into the sacrifice of the Lamb, the wedding feast of the Lamb, dressed to the best of our ability, clean and modest, and as elegantly as we can. There is nothing else, no other wedding no other feast, no concert, nothing that is more important than this. And many times we go, not necessarily here, though there are a few, not necessarily here, but we go to churches and people go dressed as if they were going to Walmart or something like that. And we know very well that if you want to see it in decency and evil, just go there. It's all over the place, in our face, in our sight. And of course, the church has always demanded of her children that they be properly dressed, especially when they enter into the church. That is why here, for instance, we have the rule, and even though we don't throw anybody out, that's not going to help them any. But if somebody comes in shorts or with their shoulders uncovered and short sleeves or whatever, they are usually told, you know, that is not the way to enter into the house of God. But there are some, because nobody is teaching the truth. Nobody is teaching the discipline of the church. Everybody is just comfortable with whatever. Come as you are. It's okay. That's not what our Lord says here, is it? He went to the one man who was not wearing the wedding feast garment. And of course, there were then as now certain garments which were appropriate for the occasion. And he says, how is it that you have come in here like this? And of course, other than the physical, which is very important, don't let anybody tell you that it's not. Other than the physical, there is the spiritual. How many people do not come to the church in a state of mortal sin? They do things, they don't repent, and they don't confess it. And yet, they come up to communion with everybody else as if they were worthy of that. Now, of course, there's nobody worthy. Nobody. But those who are in the state of grace are more worthy than not. But we must always come to our Lord, to his wedding feast, in a state of grace. And that's why we do have confession several days a week in this parish. And other parishes have confession too. So it is very important that we come here to the sacrifice of the Mass, to the wedding feast of the Lamb of God, not only in wedding garments on the outside, properly attired, but also on the inside. How is our soul dressed? How is our soul prepared to meet the King and more, to receive the Son of God in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist worthily? These are things about which we need to think, about which we need to meditate. And so as we meditate on these wonderful mysteries of the Mass that have been given to us on this day by Holy Mother of the Church, let us remember that we are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb, and we should come appropriately dressed, inside and out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.